This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I hope you're all having a great day so far. I know I am. And whether it is your morning, your noon, or your night, because people listen to podcasts throughout the day or maybe certain times of the day, doesn't matter. I hope this podcast is encouraging, it exhorts you, it uplifts you, and makes you feel good today. Makes you feel good about yourself to where you can conquer the world for the things of God's kingdom. I really do. And I'm excited because so many people in life coaching always ask me, how can I change my life? What can I do to create a better life for myself? And I said, well, first of all, you're going too far ahead. You know, before we decide to create a new life, you got to create your day first. And creating your day means learning to understand, living in the now moment, and really knowing how to strategize and get plans for this day. Because if you choose to live in the now moment, then you won't think about tomorrow. I mean, Jesus said something very powerful. He said, let tomorrow take care of itself. And what he means by that is this. Hey, you know what? The world's got its problems. Tomorrow might have difficulties or great things. But either way, if you focus on the now moment, then everything else will just take care of itself. Because the more you live in the reality of this now moment, something spectacular begins to happen. Because the more you live in this amazing now moment, what begins to happen for you is you begin to realize that tomorrow, when you get into your tomorrow, you'll be in the now moment. You won't even realize it's tomorrow. That's the great thing about the kingdom. Because you're living in the now moment, trying to manifest all the joy, the peace, the love, the grace, the mercy, the going the extra mile, the feeding the poor. You know, you're going to manifest all these dynamic things if you focus on the now moment. And that way you're giving your now moment your all. You're giving it your everything. There's nothing in life better for me than giving my now moment and giving everything that I have into it. To be able to realize that what I'm reaping, I'm going to sow back. And if I reap in this now moment all these great things, I'm going to sow it back in my now moment in tomorrow. My now moment in 3 years from now, I will be able to reap that back. And even if I'm giving everything I have to the now moment, then even when I reap that back, let's say 3 days from now, 6 months from now, 3 years from now, if I'm always giving in the now moment, then even in the moment when I start reaping it back, I'm still sowing. So if you set your life up to constantly give everything you have into the now moment, then when the reaping time comes back around to you like a boomerang effect, you'll be so charged up that you won't even realize of what you're doing. You'll be saying, I don't know if I'm giving or taking, because I feel like I'm giving everything I can and everything I have, because every moment I'm living to challenge myself to do that, but yet I'm keep on receiving all this stuff back, even in the process of me giving in my now moment. So think about it. People think sometimes that life is about, you know, okay, this is my season to give, and next season is going to be my season to reap back. That is not really how it works, folks. That means what you're saying is, I'm not going to get anything this season. So you pretty much already curse yourself by saying, I'm not getting anything this season, because this is my season to plant seed, to give. So you've already cursed yourself by not receiving, because you've already programmed, this is my season to give, not receive. And then when the season comes that you feel you're supposed to reap back, you'll stop giving. And then what happens when you get into the season after that? You're not going to reap anything because you ceased to give. Come on. You ceased to sow in this last season because you're too concerned thinking, hey, this season I'm supposed to reap back. That's not how the kingdom works, folks. The kingdom works in you moving and operating in every single second. Yes, second, not minute, every single second of your day by giving it your all, giving it everything you have, sowing my life and my life energy and my life gifting and my life everything into every single now moment. And then guess what? There won't be a season, quote unquote, of giving and a season of receiving. Because every moment of the day, I'll begin to constantly just have like energy flowing out of me to where I'm constantly giving, which means guess what? I'll constantly receive. That's a big mouthful, isn't it? So that's what you want to do. Don't set yourself up to say, this season I'm doing this. No, you should have a lifestyle. If you truly love and you truly have a heart to give, you won't say, well, this season I'm doing this. No. You forget about the seasons. Here's what I tell people. Forget about the seasons. Live as if every moment is one gigantic, huge season where there's a constant flow of energy, anointing, power, blessing, grace, mercy, compassion flowing in and out of you constantly, because you cannot give. You cannot give what God's going to bless you with. So therefore, you're going to continue to give, and God's always going to be able to outdo that. So that way, every moment of your day, you're not saying, is this the time for me to give? Well, no, if you have a heart to give, you don't ever want to stop giving, all right? So I wanted to give you guys some points today on the reality of how to begin to create your day, all right? I feel like I should get caught up in that sowing and reaping right now for you guys, but I feel like sort of I need to shift into some points that will help you guys to create the day of what it looks like for you today, right? So let's get into that. So first of all, I would say start your night before. Very important you understand that if you start the night before, you're already programming how tomorrow's going to look. So you're already putting seeds into your tomorrowness, okay? You're already planting seeds by living in the now moment, but at the moment you're making a strategy. You're strategizing of tomorrow. Here's what I'm going to do. Now you might say, well, Jeremy, how to make a plan for tomorrow of what I'm supposed to do? I'm glad you asked that question. So here's what I'm going to tell you to start doing the night before. Are you ready? First and foremost, write on your agenda for tomorrow, creating a morning routine. As much as you can, start waking up early. There's nothing in life worse than waking up late and missing half the day. I remember speaking to a friend of mine a while back who said, and he had valid reasons, but he said, no, he said, I don't want to get up early. I want to sleep late. I want to sleep till 10 or 11 o'clock, you know? And I'm like, but you're wasting a beautiful day. He said, but what else would I do if I wake up early? What do I do in that time? See, a person who truly loves life and loves the things that our Heavenly Father has given to us, we'll be waiting. Like, I can't wait to wake up in the morning, because every moment I'm awakened to the beauty that is in me, flowing out of me, the beauty that I am, the beauty of the things of the kingdom that is around me. I want to live my life. I don't want to sleep my life away. So if you're that person that you think, man, I like to sleep late because, I mean, what would I do if I woke up early? That's a person with no vision. That's a person who doesn't understand the value of their life. That's a person who lives a life that's boring, and you can tell it because there's nothing that can fill their life full. It's a person who doesn't care for themselves. Because the more I'm asleep, I can cease from acknowledging myself. But if you love yourself and you love the things God's given you and you love life and you love the kingdom, then you can't wait to wake up early and you're like, I don't even know what not to do if there's so many things I want to do. All right? So first and foremost, get an early routine. Start an early routine. Here's some of the things you can do in your early morning routine. And I love this. You can, first of all, start practicing the gratitude that you know is in you. Wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to consciously start being more aware, God. I'm aware of the fact that you gave me a dynamic night of sleep, God, last night. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Lord, that my family is healthy. Thank you that I live close to my mom or that my sister's alive. Or thank you, Lord, that I've got a great job. Thank you, Lord, I have a great bed to sleep on. It's very comfortable. You know, and start going through your day of everything you have and just be grateful for it. There's nothing better in the kingdom than being grateful for the things you have, the things you are, the things you're giving out and giving away, and the things you're receiving. You always got to begin to have a grateful heart, not just for, I'm glad I got my Mercedes, I'm glad I got a mansion. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Start saying to yourself, you know what? I'm thankful, Lord, that I have communication between people. I thank you, Lord, that I do have communion, you know, between, you know, people. We can come together, we can discuss and talk. I thank you, Lord, that I have, you know, a car that I can get around in. See, God doesn't really care about the kind of house or the kind of car you have. He doesn't care about the big or small. What he cares about is your heart of gratitude that you have transportation and that you have a roof over your head. You know, and a person who's materialistic will start going that other route. A person who understands the value of themselves and the value of the kingdom of God more, they don't care about calling out what kind of car they have, what kind of brand name clothes they have. Lord, I thank you that I'm able to wear Calvin Klein every day. Hey, come on, guys. You know what I mean? Thank you, Lord, for my 70-inch TV, Lord. Plasma TV. You know, digital TV. No. Because a person who's materialistic would focus on that stuff. A person who's just grateful for whatever, they're the ones that will end up turning out to be rich. Think about that, because they understand the power of gratitude of whatever it is they have, not caring about how much it costs. And the more you don't care about what your cost of it, of things, the more you actually have the valuable things. Think about that, because you're not allowing them to control you or dominate you, because you're not purchased or you're not bought. and you're not selling yourself out, and you're not also focusing so much on the price of how much it is, because just because something's more expensive doesn't guarantee it to be better material. Are you with me? Some cases it might. Some cases probably it's not. So begin to be grateful for that. Second of all, take some quiet time in the morning. I love nothing more than to meditate. People say, oh my gosh, you do meditation. I said, yep, sure do. Because I don't allow religion to tell me what is considered religious versus new age. Because you know what? I know my heart. I know what it means to sit still and meditate. Meditation's all in the Bible. Okay? So I know how to sit still and know that He's God. I know how to close my eyes, meditate, get in myself and say, ah, you know what? I'm just sort of resting right now. I'm not thinking of anything on my brain. I don't want to have anything to, you know, on my mind of worry, doubt, concern. I want to be able to sit here and have my mind cleared and just be for a moment, God. Because it's not my time to pray. It's not my time to do whatever. It's my time to just be for the moment. And you can't have a time of prayer, folks, without having a time to be. Because you got to begin to understand there's got to be seasons where you're hearing and there's seasons where you're talking as far as giving. So you got to begin to understand that your routine's got to be that of speech and your routine's got to be that of listening. And you got to have the routine also of just being quiet, not allowing anything, any emotion to go on in your mind and your heart, just the power to be and get that rest consciously that you need for that moment to say, ah, I'm just going to chill for a moment, take a deep breath, and just be. I'm telling you, folks, if you've never done it, don't knock it till you try it. It has been so therapeutic for me. It's brought me to a place of calming down. It's brought me to a place where I can think proper. I can think straight on things in my life. I love it. Next thing I would say is this. Begin an inspirational book. There's nothing more than be able to start your day off with education. Aligning yourself with a principle, a food for thought, something in your life that you can begin to take with you and say, you know what, I've got this principle and I'm going to focus on this today because I've been beginning to learn that. And you begin to find yourself saying, ah, I got a principle or I'm reading a chapter in this book, and you can leave that morning with a little bit more education, a little bit more wisdom. You can maybe hopefully utilize in the day for the people. You always want to be able to give yourself some gold nuggets in the morning of revelation or wisdom. So I always say this, a person who doesn't read is a person who will never be successful, because reading empowers us. It's educating our minds and our hearts and our souls, not just to know about life, but to be able to know how, when difficult things happen, I've read about how to get out of this thing, how to strategize, and how to be able to maybe to make more money, how to be able to stay healthy. If you don't read, how do you know what foods are bad for you? If you don't read, how do you know how to invest your money? How would you know that? If you don't read, how would you know how to take care of yourself and, you know, about how overweight might be a problem? If you don't read and educate yourself, how are you going to know that, you know, how to get closer to the Lord? You don't. So reading and is educating yourself and empowering yourself, because a person who reads is a person who will be successful the rest of their life. Last but not least is this. And I love this. Begin to find yourself where do the hardest thing first. And what I mean by that is this. Find things in your life during the day and say, you know what, I'm going to tackle this and get it out of the way. Now, there's some things you just can't do until you get to work, right? There's certain things you just can't do. But one of the things I like to do is I'll begin to find myself saying, what is it I need to get out of the way? What I do in the morning, I start off getting in my office and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to tackle these prophetic words I got to prophesy. I'm going to tackle my podcast. I'm going to tackle this and this and this. And tackling is not a negative word. It doesn't mean I'm rushing through it as if it's a burden. What it means is I know how to hit it head on because I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm receptive. Let's take care of it right then and there, to where if I have other work throughout the day that comes in, then you know what? I can casually do that. I won't have to find myself stressing out, having to, oh my goodness, I gotta hurry and catch up. You know, or maybe that afternoon, maybe some things don't begin to happen. Maybe other things begin to shift for me in creation where God says, hey, I need you to go to lunch with so-and-so and bless them. And I can say, hey, no problem, God. You know why? I tackle my hard things first, so I got plenty of time. As opposed to waking up, being lazy, sleeping late, not reading, not educating yourself, I'll get to my work later. And you know what happens? You're going to be stressed all day long, and you're going to be mad and depressed and upset because you didn't tackle it up front. Always tackle the hard things that you can conquer first thing in the morning. That way you got the rest of the day and because you got to remember stuff, folks, and that is spontaneous things will begin to occur for you. Spontaneous things will begin to happen. And as spontaneous things begin going to happen, you don't know when it's going to happen and hit you. And when it does, you might say, oh, wow, well, thank God I got plenty of time to do this. Or, man, my mom calls sometimes and she says, are you real busy right now? I usually say, not really. You know why? Because I was able to tackle everything at first. So I've made room for the rest of my day to be creative. I've made room for surprises. I've made the rest of my day room for just spontaneous things. That way, no matter what comes in, I can say, no problem, I got the time to do it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something before I close this podcast. When you begin to create an outline, you become a visionary. Visionary people know how to create outlines and tackle their life and know what to do and know where everything is. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means they know where everything is and they know what's working for them. And if something's not working for them, they shift it into some other area where it can work for them. There's nothing in life worse than having things sitting there in your life. Make sure everything in your life is prospering and taking off, producing, manifesting, or basically generating something that will hopefully give you a return one day, no matter what it is. If it's loving somebody, generate that love to give to them to where love is going to come back to you. If it's money, put in some type of investment to where you'll produce more money one day. If it's, I need maybe, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or I'm looking for a spouse, then you know what? Feed into other people. Encourage other people about their future spouse. There's nothing in life better than really loving on people and giving everything that you have to the things and other people to where you're always bound to be able to reap that back and set yourself up for an overflow. That's what we want to do. And strategizing for your day will do that for you. It'll bring you a place where you'll be more comfortable, you'll be stronger, you'll be more successful because you're learning how to prioritize. And when you prioritize, your day will go amazing. And when surprises and blessings begin to happen, you're going to be thankful they did. You're going to be like, wow, thank God I got time, man, to really enjoy this. There's nothing in life worse than God giving you a blessing throughout the day and you can't enjoy it because you're too busy because you didn't do that stuff first thing that morning. Are you with me? So think about this today, folks. That's how you create your day. That's how you go about your day and say, I can have a little bit more hands-on with my day-to-day. You'll be thankful you did. Hey, folks, before I close, don't forget to go to the website, identitynetwork.net. I'm encouraging all of you. We have sold hundreds and hundreds of these packages. Make sure you download or order the books, which is a package called Power to Create Package. If you go to identitynetwork.net, just put in those four words, Power to Create Package. Power to Create Package. When you do, press the search button. It'll pull up automatically. You can download all four of those books, or you can order the four books as a hard copy, and I'll make sure before my team sends them out to you that I autograph them all, and you, because they will bless your socks off. And you want to make sure you get them in your hands, but more importantly, get them in your spirit to where you know what to do. Never let anything, any enemy take you by surprise. All right? Be ready in season and out of season. You guys have a blessed day today. Don't forget, as always, go and create the day and the life in which you're wanting that God's blessed you through His will. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.